The body of Professor Mills has been laid in state at the banquet hall of the State House in Accra. Currently, dignitaries are filing past the body. President John Dramani Mahama, Vice President Kwesi-Mensah Arthur, the widow Ernestina Nadu Mills, Speaker of Parliament Joyce Bamford Adu, and the Chief Justice Georgina Wood were among the first people to file past the body. Former President Jerry John Rawlings and his wife, as well as former President J. Kufuor, former Vice President Aliu Mahama, also filed past the body. We have a team of reporters on the ground. Augustus, where are you and what is happening?
Well, I just went to file past the president's mortal remains. I should say it's very emotional. People go inside very strong and somber, but as they come out of the banquet hall of the State House, they just break down controllably. A brief description, the president is laid in state, literally in a bed of flowers. It starts with a red roses and designs with yellow flowers, and then the green leaves are at the base of where he's laid. He is elegantly dressed in a black suit with a dark tie, and then there is a glass case that covers his body. As you go, there are family members sitting by just away from where he lies, and so as the dignitaries and the general public go by the body, they go and shake hands with and commiserate with the family. Earlier, the president opened the whole ceremony. When the president got down, he got down around 11:05 in the morning, and when he waited for the vice to come, and then the former first lady, Mrs. Nadu Mills, to also arrive. And so upon the arrival of Mrs. Nadu Mills, they all ascended the stairs and then went to pay their respects. After that, then the ministers of state went, the justices of the Supreme Court, led by the Chief Justice, also went in, the Speaker of Parliament went, and then the former President Kufuor went in first, and then former President Rawlings and their spouses, they both came with their spouses, they also went in, and then the leaders of the political parties came, Nana Akufo-Addo came with his entourage, including his vice presidential running mate, Baumia, and their spouses, and then other party functionaries. I saw Abu Sakara from the CPC also go in, and then also the MPs went in. Currently, the MPs have finished filing past, and so the general public and some recognizable organizations have also filed past. I am here currently with a member of parliament, Alhaji Ahmadu Soyinka, Ahmadu Seydu of the Public Accounts Committee, ranking member, and he would like to share a few words with you.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, well, we just come to file past the body of our former president, Raja, get him back to parliament. It was such a very sad spectacle, but we hope that the good Lord will give him a good resting place. Professor Mill was a man of peace, highly religious, so humble, you know, and the humility was unsurpassable. And I believe that he's one of the legendary African Democrats who, in the 21st century, you know, has led Ghana to economic stability and prosperity, building on the achievements of previous predecessors. We hope that his death should be a basis for us to unite, devote all acrimony and rancor, so that together we can lift the flag of Ghana high. He's left behind him Ghana Better Agenda, and the biggest honor we can pay to him is for us to remain focused and make sure that we move the Ghana Better Agenda to the next level, you know, of development and prosperity. We also wish our new president and his vice, you know, good luck, you know, sense of humility and humbleness, you know, so that at the end of the day, they support them, you know, to move the Ghana Better Agenda forward.
Very much, Alhaji Ahmadu
Seydu. So you heard the ranking member on the Public Accounts Committee, Honorable Ahmadu Seydu.
All right, Augustus, that's all time will allow us. We have to move on to someone else. Yeah, now we have George Ankrah on the line. George.
Yes, Akosua, good afternoon.
Yeah, where are you and what is happening?
Akosua, I am right in front of the State House where His Excellency, the late Professor President Mills, is lying in state. And Now it is the turn of the general public. The dignitaries have already filed past the body. It is the solemn side now, and everybody is patiently taking his turn to go and file past and have a look at the body of the late President John Mill.
Have you managed to file past yourself?
I have been waiting for you to finish with this report before I go and file past, so I have not been there yet. I'm yet to go after this report.
All right, what is the mood around you?
Because you can imagine the mood is so solemn. Anybody who enters and comes back comes out with tears. It is a regrettable scene. Face this death at this time. And because of the demeanor of President Mills, everybody is feeling the death, and it is all tears and tears, I can tell you.
What would you say about control of the crowd or the people around the State House?
You can imagine the well done. Security presence is heavy. The military and the Ghana Police Service are here in their numbers, and everybody is comporting itself at least to give that farewell to the man of peace who has taught us how to conduct ourselves.
Very much, George. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Seth Ayaz also joined us on the line. Seth, where are you currently?
Currently, I'm at the forecourt of the State House, where this evening a vigil will be held in as part of activities of President Mills' burial. At the moment, I can see a number of seats here, and then two stands have also been mounted for the dignitaries, as well as the band that will play tonight are also set, and they are testing their machines.
What can you tell us about the crowd control? Because
we heard
there is some kind of difficulty in controlling the crowd over there. So what can you tell us about that?
Yes, as part of the planning, this was anticipated, and it hasn't been all that bad. The crowd control has been excellent. Let me say that the security personnel here are not carrying guns or baton or anything. They are just dressed, lined up, you know, they are along the streets and directing people where to go and where not to go. And so crowd control, I must say, so far has been very, you know, has been very good. And let me say that the posters of the president that has been used to adorn the frontage of the banquet hall has an interesting inscription which says, "Peace, I live with my nation." And while I'm standing at the forecourt of the State House, there's also a big screen with the president, you know, raising his two arms, you know, being shown. And so this evening, all is set for the night vigil.
How will you describe the mood around the area?
The mood has been solemn since morning. Even though, you know, people are going about, you know, their things briskly, the mood is very solemn, and it is exemplified in the dress that people are wearing, red, those who are red, black, any morning color that you can think of, and those who are in different dresses, especially the security, members of the security agencies, they have either red armbands or have tied a red band around their neck.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
We now go over to our reporter, George Asikri, who went to town to feed us with the atmosphere out there. George, what can you tell us?
Hello, Akosu. Actually, I drove around some major streets in the national capital, Accra, and business is not as usual, Accra, as you know. There was a little traffic at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle. I moved on to Kaneshi. I went to North Kaneshi. I've been to Bubuasi. And I can tell you, everywhere you go, the colors are black and red. Even in the cars, people are all in the solemn mood. But one thing I observed is that everywhere you go, you see people are staying glued to their television set, because Ghana Television is carrying the thing live. So people are watching. And the mood, when you look at their faces, is not all that different from what is happening at the State House. You can see people actually cry, especially the women. But after that, I also decided to visit some drinking spot to see what is actually happening there. Obra Sport was the first place I went, and I've been to others. Well, currently, I'm at North Kaneshi in a spot, actually I'm told it's called Biasu spot. And I can tell you the people are not all that many in a drinking spot. There are few people. I spoke to the attendants and they tell me that they have their drinks ready and they are actually hopeful that in the evening most people will come around. But as we speak, the drinking spots are all that not busy in the places that I've visited.
George, you said earlier that business is not as it is usually. So what is the difference? Apart from the drinking spot.
At the Kaneshi market, for instance, the usual hustle and bustle is not there. The attendance is not all that much. Some of the people there still buying is not as usual. There are less people actually transacting business, less demand for food items on the market today.
George, the shops are open, but people are not patronizing it. Is that it?
People are not patronizing as they used to do in other days. It's like, no, attention is all on the funeral.
All right, thank you very much.
And I actually tried to find out if drivers were taking advantage to charge extraordinary fares, but that is not the issue. Drivers are not charging the normal fares in the places I have been.
So, apart from the North Kaneshi area, have you been anywhere else?
I've been to Kaneshi itself, I've been to Chaba near Malam, and I've been to Bubuashi.
Alright, thank you very much, George.
Welcome.
We now go to Issa Shaibu. Issa.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you and what's happening?
Well, I am at the Christ International Conference Center.
Okay, and what's happening there?
Well, the place is quiet, and apart from the police officers who are lined up, there's no much activity going on. But let me add that all the walls inside and outside, you know, have been draped with red and black clothes. Two people who are inside watching the live program on GTV. But, you know, there are a lot of people coming here to sign the Book of Condolence.
Okay, so people are still trooping in to sign the Book of Condolence.
Yes.
And what kind of people do you have? Is it just the general public watching the thing on the screen inside?
Yeah, they are watching the screen on inside. But the latest group to sign the Book of Condolence is the Export Development and Agricultural Investment Fund, ETAF. The group was led by ECC Secretary Mr. Nassim.
Is there anything unusual that you've observed so far?
Well, there's nothing unusual, but, you know, according to Dr. Naziru, the late president did a lot to raise the status of the organization by making credit accessible to farmers, and as a result, EDAF has been able to offer loans to farmers in many parts of the country to plant cash crops like mango and cashew nuts. He described the late president as a man of many parts whose exemplary character is worth emulating.
Thank you very much.
We now go over to our central regional correspondent, Kofi Sechiama Pobi, who is on his way to the family house of the late president. He has joined us on the line to tell us the happenings in the central region. Welcome, Kofi.
Thank you very much.
What is the mood in the central region?
Yes, you know, central region is where the president comes from. So much is expected of the people in central region. As I'm talking to you now, I am at Otuam. But the town is virtually empty. You see few people gathered around watching telly to see what is happening on GTV. I spoke to one family member who tells me that the acting president of the Ekumfi Traditional Council, Nana Imprim, and most of the subjects have left for Accra to join the mourners in Accra for the funeral.
Have you spoken to any of the family members?
Yes, I spoke to one person. Who tells me that a large number from Otam, there were buses. They arranged for buses for people so that they can convey them to join the mourners in Accra. So virtually the town is quiet. You see few people hanging around here, and then some of them have gathered watching TV, following proceedings on what is actually happening in Accra.
I mean, there is no activity happening in the central region today at Otam.
At Otuam. But earlier, there was an emergency meeting at the Central Regional Coordinating Council where the minister assembled all the DCs and the MCs for an emergency meeting. It looks as if that most of the people within the district cannot come to Accra for the 3-day funeral. So it is expected of them that they should mount giant screens within the 17 districts, especially the capital district, so that people can catch a glimpse as to what is going on in Accra. And the Cape Coast Metropolitan Chief Executive, Anthony Ejirikins, also tells me that they will mount giant screens at 7 vantage points in the metropolis, because most of the people cannot come all the way from Cape Coast to Accra. And from tomorrow and Friday, there will be choral music, there will be cultural displays, and with the Asafo Company to keep vigil up to Saturday.
Thank you very much, Kofi. That was our Central Regional Correspondent, Kofi Sechiama Pobi, briefing us on the mood in the Central Region.
From Kumasi, correspondent Thomas Nsweje reports that the metropolis is quiet because of the final funeral rites of the late president. He tells Papa Bruce in Accra that the people in Ashanti have indeed demonstrated a sense of unity since the professor passed on.
Kumasi looks very quiet. Unusually, Kumasi seemed to be very busy, but because of the funeral of our late president, when we move around the city, especially the business city like Adum, the market square, every part looked very quiet and solemn, all in preparation for the funeral. We also went to the regional coordinating council to see how many people have signed the book of condolence as at now, and also to talk to some of the officials there to brief us the detailed program from today up to Friday. When we looked through the book, one of the book contained about 58, finished the second one also halfway through, and people continue signing the book of condolence.
Have the people of Kumasi shown anything to mean that there is something beautiful in unity?
Yes, as we rightly put it, the death of our former president, if anything at all, succeeded in unifying the country. But if you go around the way people are patronizing, you cannot even differentiate between who is at this side or who is at the other side. In unison, people are even buying the clothes that have been designed for the funeral. When you go to the Jubilee Park where the 1 week took place, everybody was there. When you go to the church service at the Premier Assembly Hall too, all the parties were fully represented. Religious groups, they were all there. And we hope this will continue, because if it continues this way, then the vision of unifying the country would definitely be achieved.
Tell me, what is the mood of the people generally?
It looks very solemn indeed. Those areas that seem to be busy are very quiet. Most of the streets are deserted.
Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsweje talking to Kwakpo Bruce.
The people of the West Mampusa district in the northern region say the late president, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, will be remembered by the people for the numerous projects he brought to the area. The district chief executive, Adam Yusuf, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said a number of schools provided within the short period of time is facilitating effective teaching and learning in the district.
The people of West Mampusa district have received the news of the death of the president with a great shock. When the death was announced, it was the whole town was come to a standstill. This president, whom the people have seen as a messiah in terms of development of the district, they have seen the massive infrastructure development in the district. For them to hear the death of the president was sad and shocking news to them. Since then, we have gone around to our permanent chiefs and divisional chiefs to lay the information for the president to them.
What will the people in your district remember the late president for?
The late president will be remembered with the kind of humility that he has played almost 3.5 years of his rule. He is the man who came to power and displayed maturity as far as governance is concerned. This is the man who came to power, the agitation of most soldiers about the other side of the political divide. But this is the man who never wanted to see eye to eye with the thinking of the people. And he just still maintained that he is the father for all. I think for that one alone, the people of Mampurugu, for them at the West Mampusi, will never forget of the president. That leadership rule he has displayed. And we see this death as a great loss for the people of Mampurugu, because he has given us a new district. Upon a new district, a new secondary school has just been established. Complete one from scratch, less than 2 years, over 17 structures have been put up in that place. So we are thinking that if this man goes more than this, then Mampurugu will have been one of the greatest districts enjoying the fruits of Excellency President Atta Mills' regime.
The district chief executive for West Mampusi, Adam Yusuf, in that interview with Papa Bruce.